This will be De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 2, Lines 1 to 6. So I'm going to use the sense units that you have on your worksheet. So starting with apud helvetios. So apud means among. Now it could be with one person, like if it was apud me, or it could be at my house, but here it's best as just among. Among the Helvetians, longe, by far, orgetrix fuit nobilissimus et ditissimus. Orgetrix was the most noble and wealthy. So this isi in there makes both of these superlatives. So he was the most noble, he was the wealthiest. Marco Messala et Marco Publio Pisone consulibus. So this is an ablative absolute that could also be referred to as an ablative of time, because the consuls would serve for just 1 year. So these are the two consuls. So you can say with Marcus Messala and Marcus Publio Piso as the consuls, when Messala and Piso were the consuls, during the year that Messala and Piso were consuls. Any of that would be fine. Inductus cupiditate regni. So you've got to realize that the inductus is nominative singular masculine. It's referring back to orgetrix. So inductus, perfect passive participle, influenced. Induced cupiditate regni, by the desire of a kingdom, by the desire of a political sovereignty, by desire of leadership. Is fecit, this man made, he made. A coniurationem nobilitatis, a conspiracy of the nobilities, of the nobility. So he didn't just make a conspiracy among the whole of the Helvetians. He made a conspiracy of the nobility. Et persuasit civitati. And he persuaded the state. He persuaded the citizenry. So this is, civitati is dative because of the verb persuadio. So what did he persuade the state to do? Ut exerent, to leave. To depart. De finibus suis, from their territory, from their borders. Cum omnibus copiis, with all the troops. This could also mean with all their supplies. The book tells you omnibus copiis is meaning basically that they're taking everyone with them, men, women, children, elderly, everybody. But copii could also refer to supplies. So it could be with all their property. So taking everything, this is not just going to be a little excursion. This is going to be for all time. So, and he persuaded the state to depart from their borders with all their supplies. All right, so this is the part that's a little tricky, because really, is he going back to persuasit? He persuaded that. He said that. Per facile esse, it was very easy, that it would be very easy. Okay, so anytime that you see a adjective and it's got per on the front of it, it also takes it to the superlative degree. So facile, easy. Per facile, very easy. Now, why would it be very easy? Cum praestar rent omnibus, since they surpassed everybody, since they surpassed all. Now, how did they surpass everybody? In what respect? With manliness. Poteri totius galliae, to gain control, to gain possession, to become the masters of all of Gaul. Okay. So when you have this indirect statement, he's saying that it would be very easy to gain control of all Gaul since they excelled everyone in manliness. And how are they going to gain possession of all Gaul? Imperio, with their power, with their authority, with their supreme military command. All right, so I'm going to go back one more time and I'm going to translate from the top. So among the Helvetians, by far, Orgetorix was the most noble and wealthiest. When Messala and Piso were consuls, influenced by desire of leadership, he made a conspiracy of the nobility and persuaded the state to depart from their borders with all their supplies. He persuaded them that it was very easy, since they surpassed everyone in manliness, to gain control of all of Gaul with their power. All right, so that is the end of line 6.